I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Clarissa in Middlesex County, who joins the show this morning. What's going on, Clarissa?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great, Clarissa. What's going on?
All right. Well, I wanted to make a comment about how you guys were talking about who the most famous, like, Canadian is.
On Canada Day.
Yes. And I think both of you are wrong. And I think the most famous comedian is Martin Short.
No, come on.
Or the Canadian is Martin Short.
Martin Short? How about Jim Carrey is more famous than Martin Short?
Yeah, definitely. And
Martin Short is funnier than Jim Carrey.
They're both funny, but
Clarissa,
Jim Carrey is
off the
charts. But she must be sleeping with Martin Short or something.
That's not fair.
Come on.
That's not nice, Clarissa. I apologize on Boomer's behalf there. The suggestion that you should.
What about Neil Young, Michael J. Fox?
Yeah, I mean, there's way more than Martin Short. But I mean,
me some Shania Twain.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Feel like a woman.
Bam, 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 bam.
What about Drake?
Yeah, Drake's a big one. That's right. Drake is a very big one. I still go Celine Dion as far as like a Q rating of who knows who.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah, I mean, he's up there, but I'm telling you, Celine Dion. Jim Carrey is up there. But if you go to Celine Dion, you scroll back up there. What is it? It says a world renowned. Like, does Jim Carrey?
Drake, it says a global music superstar.
True.
Global.
He's up there. Drake's
global,
up there.
Global's the same as world renowned.
But
global is
the
same. Here's
the thing.
Yes.
More old people know Celine Dion. It's like Drake, it stops at like a certain age. So there's more people that know Celine Dion. But both of them could sell out arenas in other countries. Whereas if Jim Carrey did stand-up, he's not selling out a stadium in Mumbai. You know?
How about Pierre Trudeau, Justin's father?
No.
Screwed up Canada.
I mean, no. I mean, I can't believe Martin Short of all people.
I don't even see him on the list.
I mean,
what is she thinking about?
Is he even Canadian?
She's got to be living with him. What about Ryan Reynolds? He's in the news lately.
Yeah.
Michael J. Fox?
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, still, these are all very famous people. But Celine Dion's number one. Hands down.
William Shatner.
Yeah. Not a bad one. I mean, there was a lot of really funny Canadians. Like, you know, Eugene Levy. The Kids in the Hall. Those guys were hilarious. That sketch comedy show.
There was a guy.
Tom Green.
There was a guy up there.
John Candy was Canadian.
Yeah.
A medical scientist who co-discovered insulin.
Oh, yes. What's his name?
Frederick Banting.
Oh, yes, Frederick Banting. God bless Banting.
About Alexander Graham Bell. Now, he was Scottish born.
Yeah, so that's not. Yeah.
That doesn't count.
But
he did significant work in Canada.
No, including the
invention of the telephone, what that is.
No. You can't be Scottish born and be you did some work in Canada and be the most famous Canadian. Absolutely no way.
I don't know.
Just cave and just be, I mean, it's Celine Dion.
I mean, Drake right now.
You're not understanding.
I'm understanding everything
people
you're saying.
People are.
I'm not understanding. I am understanding.
No, you're not understanding. Because there are more people living who have heard of Celine Dion than Drake.
I'm telling you that there are a lot of people under the age of 20 who have no idea who Celine Dion is, but
disagree.
All know who Drake is.
Disagree. And okay, so under 20, how about over 50? Huh?
Huh?
So now you got, you know, kids, you know, 10, 20, you're talking 50, 60, 70, 80, maybe even 90-year-olds going near, far, wherever you are. Celine Dion. It's the answer. Celine Dion is the answer.
You know, she has a cousin with CF, I believe.
Celine Dion?
Yes.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
She's very involved in Canadian cystic fibrosis.
She's got something. She's got stiff body syndrome or something. Yeah, She's struggling with something like that.
Yeah.
Sounds really, awful. Yeah, neurological issue. But I know that she still can perform from time to time when she's, you know, feeling okay, which is a great thing. A lot more famous Canadians than you thought, though, huh?
I think it's a very short list, actually.
You think it's a short list?
Yeah, I thought the list would be longer. But, you know, again,
I don't know about that.
I mean, you look at all the basketball players, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, he's Canadian.
Yeah. All the basketball players?
RJ Barrett's Canadian.
Okay.
There's a bunch of them.
All right. You got any more? Hello?
Yeah, I'll
get two.
I'll figure it out. Yeah. Well, I know those two.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a. I mean, obviously, we know the Canadian hockey players. There's a lot of great ones there. And
sure.
Mario and Gretzky.
What do you think that they would say? What do you think a Canadian would say?
Like, if you're asking Matt's probably going to say Wayne Gretzky because he's a hockey guy.
Okay.
If you're asking, I mean, it kind of depends on.
Like an accountant up there?
But if I were to, if we were to present who's the most famous out of these people,
yeah,
I think, you know, you'd be able to get a better answer. Let's go to Mateo in Morristown. What's going on, Mateo?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Mateo, what's happening, brother?
Yeah, I'm just going to kind of piggyback off of what Boomer's saying. Drake definitely takes most famous Canadian by a landslide. He's been famous since like 2008, 2009. He was in Degrassi. He had a pretty prominent role. And he also has been just famous making hit after hit.
Yeah, I mean, but like if your point about Drake is he's been famous since 2008, I mean, Celine Dion was famous 30 years prior to that. So if that's your point you're losing.
With millennials, Gen Z, Gen Alpha, like
Gen Alpha,
people like
what is Gen Alpha?
That's the youngest generation. They're like the kids hitting high school now.
Okay, all right.
Alpha,
there's a boomer, and there's fewer children being born these days than there used to be. I think there's more people that know Celine Dion.
I know what you think. I'm thinking it's Drake right now.
Frank in Brooklyn, what's going on, Frank?
Hey, you know, Boomer, you know Celine Dion is one of these celebrities that drinks the blood of children and has the demonic clothing line.
One of these celebrities that drinks the blood of children?
All right, let me see.
And has a demonic clothing line?
Come on.
Dude, log off, buddy. What's his name? Frank, log off. Right. Go out, take a walk in the park, grab some Wonder Bread, feed some pigeons. Do something. Go out on a dock, stare out at the water. Call an old friend. But please,
there is no evidence or credible information to support the claim that celebrities drink the blood of children.
Oh, you needed to Google that?
Yes. Bloody brilliant. Michael Bublé drinks baby blood to stay young. Look at these headlines.
Oh, my God.
Is blood Hollywood blood harvesting?
Yeah, okay. Like I said, log off. Log off. There's no one's drinking baby's blood. Celine Dion isn't drinking children's blood. She doesn't have a demonic clothing line. Wow. You know,
devil Boomer, music.
It was great about that. You know, Boomer, she's one of those. One
yes,
of the many.
Yes.
One of the many that is doing that.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.